Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
The secret years of Jesus Christ, that He is unpredictable. He is somebody that you will not be able to predict. I lost my train of thought right now. Okay. But let me read this. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 41 to 52. Luke chapter number 2, verse 41. Okay. Luke chapter number 2, verse 41. Listen to this. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. So they went up. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. Listen to me. You have a home alone situation here. Jesus was, they took him as a 12-year-old. They took him to go and celebrate the feast of Passover. Is that right? You're jumping too quick there. Go back. Follow me. The custom of the feast of Passover. They were there with him celebrating. Then they were returning to their hometown. And then when they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. How do you not know that your son is not with you if you're traveling on a camel? It tells me that they were very wealthy and they had many camels. So remember, Jesus was born with an estimate. I just need to get my numbers right. I've written a book about it that I need to release. It's about $14 million.
Yes.
That was what he was born with. $14 million in today's money. Okay. $14 million. And that means they were set up for life. Ministry must always prosper. I'm going to say it again. Ministry must always prosper. Imagine right here, and read the comments for me if there's anybody that's disagreeing or asking a question or saying something good.
People
still paying for the course,
purchasing the course, reserving their space.
How to see visions. It's going to be good. So,
so someone's just asking, is this course a book or a Zoom meeting?
It's going to be a live stream Zoom meeting, private, exclusive, and then you're going to get course material.
Yes,
so you're going to get like a manual for it. Okay. So listen, his family was so wealthy that they even forgot that the boy was left behind in the city where they celebrated the feast in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. And I hope people understand me here, as I'm sure always wondered why they did not know. You exactly. They were too wealthy. There was too many cars. I mean, camels. You know?
Why would he need someone to manage his finances if it was too little?
Yes. Some servant that was supposed to look after him also didn't look after him.
Someone to do his taxes and his accounting.
His parents didn't look after him. They did, but they didn't. It was, yeah. You must understand, this is a wealthy family. They were known as, in fact, Joseph was known as carpenter. Not a carpenter.
And that the is,
if you're saying there's a the builder, you know, Van Riels. Van Riels is the builders in Krugersdorp.
Correct.
You know, they are the builder. You want to go to somebody? They go to the builder. Not go to a builder, go to the builder.
Come on, come on.
So it is a, that is the language. They were wealthy, they left him behind. But supposing him to have been in the company, what company? The company of a large group of people that traveled with them as a family.
Sure, come on.
They went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. Now, when Jesus was born, the Bible says that Magi, not three, it says Magi came to visit him, and they gave him three gifts. They gave him gold. They gave him frankincense. They gave him frankincense, and they gave him myrrh. But the gold in those days, a custom giving of gold. The Magi was a type of kings. They came. They would not come with less than 12 camels.
That's right, prophet.
Carrying gold, and just would, gold alone.
And it would be overloaded as all per camel.
Yeah. That was the gift that was brought to Jesus at the age of two.
Come on, come on.
You must understand that the God you are serving, He loves prosperity. He needs to be honored.
Yes, yes.
He even came giving birth into this world, and this story that has been put out in public media and so on, that he was born in a manger and he's so poor. No. There was no other option. He first went to a very expensive inn, an hotel.
Yes.
But the hotel was full.
That's right. It was fully booked. Fully booked.
You know, so in fact, if you study it, the hotel owner actually knew about their status. Now that's when you get deeper into the text. Then they just had to go to a manger just to give birth because the baby was coming out.
Come on, come on.
It's not because they didn't have money.
A prophet, and there's already a meme saying in the comments, she says, sure, we grew up thinking that Jesus was poor.
So, can I get a bit of sellotape here or just a piece, break it off and I can put it on you?
And prophet, if I'm not mistaken, also in the original text, there was some stuff that you shared with me. That person who owned that hotel, he was also very apologetic that he couldn't accommodate for them because he knew of their status.
Of their status.
That he was actually trying to make a plan for them, but everything he owned hotel-wise was full. And it was not because they couldn't afford it. It was because they were people of prominence that couldn't be helped.
Yeah. So I'm going to share with you things that Jesus did in his life, secret things right now. I'm going to share with you today. And these principles are going to help you tremendously. These principles, thank you. Are going to help you tremendously. There we go. Ah, it's fine as long as it keeps there. So, where was I? Oh yeah. So, with Jesus being born with this, this means that God wants you to prosper. He didn't even come into this world without finances. And why am I sharing this? And this whole message isn't on finances, but why am I sharing this? It's for us as believers to change our mind, to know without a shadow of doubt that it is God's will for us to prosper. It is God's will for us to have prosperity. Okay? It is God's will for us to have prosperity. So then we see here, so his parents left him behind. It says, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. Listen to this. They went a day's journey. These guys has already left. How far? Then realized, but we've left our son behind. He's missing. You know, if you're born in a rich family, you have like 15 bedrooms. And your children can maybe get like lost. I'm trying to explain a situation.
There's a lot of rich people that lose their children.
Next verse. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. God will make sure you seek him. Even when he is a child, he will make sure that you seek him. Next verse. Follow with me, guys. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. After 3 days, of searching. That means it's like you losing your child, and for a few days you just don't even like think of him because you might have servants that's looking after. is there, just check for me, YouTube or what people are saying, or I'm on Facebook here in front of me.
A lot of people are saying we all grew up with that understanding and thinking. People are saying, come on, yes, amen, amen, sure, wow. And Prophet, just listening to you is breaking the poverty mentality here. And a lot of people are also saying, wow, I never knew this.
He was born with an estimate of $14 million as a gift given to him. Honored him. Okay. Now, so it was that after the 3 days, found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. A 12-year-old.
Come on.
Next verse. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. The word son there, let me explain. The word son there, when it says son, why have you done this to us? So my voice is like spiking out. It's like on my in-ears. I like the volume. Just make sure it's not like that on live stream. Okay. If somebody has a live reference. So, listen to me. The word son there, it's very distorting. It might just be my in-ears. Then it's fine. I like it loud, but just that it's not on live stream. Do we have people that's on live stream? Son. The word son, listen to me. Stream sound is good. Okay. Son, why have you done this to us? The word son is not the same word as where son is used in scripture and other places. The tone here and the word here is used for a concern and a rebuke. Like, where were you? They were very concerned and they were full of anxiety, full of fear that they've lost their child. Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. Next verse. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. What is happening?
The sound is good.
If I don't know, if I don't say, if I'm reading and I'm waiting, please go next, guys. Okay? Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Now, I want you to stop there. His mother kept all these things. Go through verse 52 also. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. I want you to see this. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. So there's a few things we can see just by the scripture. That number one, when Jesus was missing, it tells you his family had a lot of money. But number two, that he was way advanced in his years. He knew one specific goal, that he is supposed to be focused on his father's business. That he's supposed to be focused on his father's business. There are people that are 40 years old, 45 years old, 30 years old, and they've never ever discovered the purpose of God for their life.
Amen, amen.
They've never discovered the purpose of God for their life, and they don't care about the purpose of God.
I see Laura saying, a prophet, you are teaching me something I've never knew, and it just shows me I really need to know the Bible. That's there on Facebook. And I see on YouTube, a lot of people are asking for their space to be kept. And I think, guys, you just need to go and register, get your space before we close the signups.
Yeah. I wonder who's following me in the studio here even. No, I'm saying following my message. I wonder who's following my message. Mm-hmm. It's become too too easy, for people. Da-da. Before they know, a recession will wipe them out.
Prophet, I see Philemon is saying, my prophet, was Joseph and his family in poverty prior to the birth of Christ, or was it birth of Jesus that made them wealthy? What a great teaching revelation to us. We are being...
Sorry, what is he asking?
He's asking if Joseph and his family was in poverty prior. I mean, I know the answer to that one, Prophet, but you also actually mentioned already that he was a person of stature and he was known as the carpenter.
Joseph was okay, but he obviously didn't have the money when the same that when Jesus came, you know?
But Prophet, I also know in that day, Joseph's family status was that of such that because she was pregnant and they were not married, because of the type of family that he has and where they were held in the city, that it was like a very bad thing for her to be pregnant in that, but it was because they were also a family of stature.
Yes. So that is why they had to hide.
Yes.
That is why Joseph had to hide Mary away, put her away silently. It was due to reputation. So, where was I now? So he grew in stature and wisdom. So I'm going to give you secrets of Jesus' life. Number one, he was someone that was wealthy. Number one, you can write that down. Number two,
Amen.
He was someone that he was somebody that had one thing on his mind, his assignment. He was obsessed with his assignment. Now I'll preach on a message soon about your assignment. He was only people that are obsessed with the assignment they are given will enter into their assignment. 95% of Christians don't ever enter into their assignment. 95% of Christians don't even know their assignment. Their assignment. Your assignment is one of the most important things on the earth. Your purpose and your assignment is what you will be rewarded with when it comes, when you get to heaven. So, we see number one, Jesus was rich. Number two, let them just fix my ear. Number two, assignment. Are you somebody that is focused on your assignment? And I want my team to understand that if there's any mistakes, numbers drop. This is not playing games like church sitting and it, okay? It's any mistake makes numbers drop. And I'm very serious on it because we have a message to get through. And we have gone from nothing to full international broadcasting. So there's a lot of pressure on the guys, but that's why I have to be militant, obsessed. Are you somebody that is saying, I'm so obsessed with my assignment, even if I'm 12 years old, I will disobey my parents and run away to do my assignment? I'm not speaking of running. He was found questioning scholars, and they were amazed by the boy's question, by his reasoning of scripture. He was divinely touched by God. He had the touch of God upon his life. When we get to our conference next week, Sunday, you will have the touch of God upon your life. If you connect with us next week, Sunday onwards. And remember, we are looking. I've got all the bills, all people that sent in help that they need for their bills, medical bills. And I've got it all in front of me. And I'm busy praying through it and working through it. And we're going to be blessing people with that as a church. But listen, be obsessed with your assignment. Be somebody that if God has called you to this, it doesn't matter who says what, or what comes your way, or whether finances are good or not, or whether people treat you right. You have one thing that you're obsessed with, and that's the assignment God has given you. Jesus had one thing. He said, I am about with my Father's business. He said this to his own earthly father. He said, look, I'm doing my Father's business. Just to let you know, I have another Father whom I'm going to give an account to. I'm busy with his business. And that is how our assignment should be. Number three, Jesus was submissive. The Bible says he was subject to his parents. Okay, he was subject to his parents. Let me know if somebody is disappointed or if they're happy.
Every person is fine. And Prophet, I was just getting a few messages that a message went out from the church that the Visions course date was wrong. And so that everyone knows, the course is on the 6th of June and not on the 30th of May. Just so that everybody knows. So you'll see on the website, it says the 6th of June on the details of the websites, and Prophet also gave the date earlier on the stream.
And they send that message out now. Okay. So on the live broadcast or on the SMS, so correct it immediately.
I see the people are repeating that Jesus as submissive, and Manette saying subdued. I see a lot of people are climbing on, joining on. People are saying, I know my assignment. I'm so hungry to see it manifest, Prophet. I pull now on importation to make it happen. I receive obsession. A lot of people are receiving.
I'm going to give you three more points. I'm going to give you three more points about Jesus' life. Yes, yes, yes.
And I see Brendan is saying, we're obsessed with our assignment, Prophet, under your grace.
Yes.
And we will be successful. First, we will submit and serve your vision. It's amazing that he says they serve your vision and not our vision. There are even certain people who are not even around you who want to serve your vision and not their own vision.
Yes, amen. Guys, the flyer is saying 30 May. The flyer is saying 30 May. Okay, then I'm looking at the old one. Okay, if it's online 6th of June, that's fine. Sorry, I'm looking at the old one. I just wanted to make sure here. If that is fixed, that's fine. There's a time for firing and there's a time for hiring. Yes?
And a lot of people are still saying amen, amen. And Melissa's saying, yes, I'm obsessed. And I see a lot of people are climbing back onto the broadcast. I think there's a lot of people that went to go on and register.
Oh, go on and register.
Our registrations is climbing. We have a lot of people that's registered.
Prophet. And I need people to excuse me if I'm militant. That's the only way we'll ever, ever take this mission further.
That's
only
right,
way.
Prophet. That's right.
The church is supposed to be militant. And people are supposed to be in rank and file. Let me go on. What was the third one I said? What was the third point I said?
Obsession, assignment, hey? And subdued.
Obsession. So you guys need to talk very loud. I don't actually can't hear anything. If they're from the bottom. Hey? Okay. But the other guys can also talk loud. You guys can respond. Hey? How much? What is it? Submissive.
Yes, yes. Prophet.
So number one, he was wealthy. Number two, he was obsessed with his assignment.
Yes, Prophet.
Obsessed. He went to bed thinking about it. He woke up thinking about it. Every decision in his life, he was thinking about it. His loyalties was not divided. I've had how many people work with me that are no longer working with me? I had how many people in ministry with me that are no longer in ministry? Their loyalties became divided. He had one thing, one assignment on his mind to fulfill, and that was the heavenly vision. Amen. Number three, Jesus was submissive. Jesus was submissive. He was...
A lot of people are receiving obsession, saying, I receive.
He was submissive. He was in subject to his parents. And then we see at the age of 30, just at the moment of his ministry starting, he went to submit himself to a prophet called John. And he went and stood in a queue to be ministered to by a prophet. For a prophet to lay hands on him. And for a prophet to open the heavens over the life of the Son of God. So we see number three, he was submissive.
Come on.
Number four, I wanna get to you. I still hear a lot of noise in my ear, like shh, but it is fine. I know that's the signal. Number four, listen. Where am I on number four? Am I on number four?
Yes, you're on number four.
Okay. He had a secret, hidden prayer life. He had a secret hidden prayer life. I want to read to you here. He had a secret hidden prayer life. Put on for me Luke chapter number 5 verse 16. Luke chapter number 5 verse 16. Hand me my Bible there. Luke chapter number 5 verse 16. Listen to this. Jesus had a secret hidden prayer life. I'm giving you keys for success. A man who was God, who died, the Messiah, and thousands of years later, he has millions of followers. He must have done something right. Luke 5 verse 16 says, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. He himself often withdrew into the wilderness. He withdrew himself into a solitary place, away from every busyness, away from people, to pray and have solitary time. That is by the fourth point I'm now, hey?
Yes, that's right.
So number three, Jesus was submissive. Number four, Jesus had a secret life of prayer. Number five, Jesus never took any offense. Doesn't matter what happened. And he offended others.
Come on.
He never took offense and he offended others. He offended anybody that was in their hearts against him. Anybody that was a hypocrite. He offended anybody that thought he must dress a certain style. Or he must walk a certain style or talk a certain. He offended them. He offended John the Baptist. Go with me to Matthew 11 verse 4. Matthew 11 verse 4. Jesus answered and said to them, listen to this. This is where John was offended and he ended up in prison. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead raised up and the gospel and the poor of the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Why does Jesus say the poor has the gospel preached to them? Because the rich does not receive the gospel.
Sure. Come on. Come on.
They have another God they are serving.
Wow. Wow.
It's money.
Wow. Wow.
So the poor receives the gospel.
Sure.
So, Matthew 11 verse 6, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. He's speaking about John. He says, go tell John, stop being offended with me because I'm working in signs, wonders, and miracles and you are in prison. Your ministry never had any sign, wonder, miracle, anointing. And I have signs, wonders, miracles, and anointing. And you've become offended, John. So Jesus offended others and he has never taken offense. Jesus taught us to be the least in order to be the first. Go through to Matthew 20 verse 16. I'm giving you secrets of Jesus' life. Matthew chapter number 20 verse 16. So the last will be first and the first will be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. For the last will be first and the first will be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Go with me to Luke chapter number 10 verse 41. Luke 10 verse 41. Listen to this about offense. Jesus not taking offense. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Oh, actually, this is not the one I was looking for. This is quickly Google search for the other one. The one do I have it here? John 11, 20. Go through to John 11, 20. John 11, look at this one. This was after their friend Lazarus died, Jesus' friend Lazarus died. And now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, because first Jesus delayed his coming. He died, my friend, my best friend, Jesus' best friend was Lazarus. His hidden years, if you would understand his hidden years, he would be with Mary and Martha a lot. It was his best friend. He would, in fact, if you look at historical writings, Jesus and Lazarus would many times go out into the wilderness and wild animals would come and sit and come and lick and eat food out of Jesus' hands. and you would teach Lazarus why he is the Messiah, you would have a lion that would come and eat food out of his hand. The animals were friendly with him. They recognized that he has an authority. In fact, there was documents where even Jesus and Lazarus, and Jesus would stop and rebuke storms right in front of Lazarus.
Yes, yes.
And they would get back to their house where Mary and Martha was. And Mary and Jesus went often to Mary and Martha's house.
Yes.
They were his friends. And then we see, this was his best friend that was dying. And Jesus said, ah. And the Bible says, on purpose, he stayed 4 more days longer, knowing that his best friend just died. And the Bible says, and if yeah, he went the other way, he turned away and went the opposite way. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him at the door. But Mary was sitting in the house. She was offended. I have seen so many times people would not greet me.
Yes, prophet.
Offended.
That's right. That's right.
She just sat in the house, like, you know, there was an issue in her heart.
Sure.
Jesus would provoke people just like I would provoke people. And you know, when I provoke people, I feel happy and I feel God is with me.
Prophet, I just got a question for you here on YouTube. Rochelle is asking, why only one assignment? Why only one?
Because you have one assignment. You have many. You have many callings in a calling. Mm-hmm. You have many different purposes and callings.
Yes, yes.
In a, maybe you're called now as an evangelist, and then you're going, then you're planting a church, and then. But the calling that you have is maybe to save a nation.
Sure.
Assignment, one mission. You must know your assignment. Jesus knew his assignment from a child.
Yes.
Make your children worship. Make your children spend time with God. Make your children know when it comes to what their purpose is.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right.
Okay, assignment is the thing you need to be obsessed with, not to go live and work for a job, meaningless job. Let it be a mission and a cause, an assignment. And an assignment is never to enrich yourself. A mission or a cause is never to enrich yourself. It is to enrich others. It is to stand up for something and to live for others.
Prophet, I see here on Facebook, Laura's saying, I salute you, Prophet. This message is so powerful. I praise and thank God for letting me come across your broadcast today.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Stay in touch, Laura.
And I see Kevin is saying, wow, offense will hinder your progress. Absolutely.
I need to go. We can't be too long. I need to minister to the Zoom. Guys, quickly. And I need to give you the prophetic word. This is such a long message. But let me go quickly. Where am I? So Jesus was unpredictable. He was unpredictable. Martha was expecting him to come, you know, to come the moment. Mary was expecting him to come the moment they called him. And they returned and went the other way. Any prophet that is around you will be unpredictable.
That's right. Come on.
They will do something that you don't expect. It is unpredictability. Jesus was unpredictable. You need to be unpredictable. Okay, and I can go into so many things. He called his disciples perverts. Okay. Jesus walked past a town on the road of Emmaus with one of his disciples. They didn't even know it was him after his resurrection. And the Bible says he acted as if he would have passed the town by, walked on further. He acted. Okay. Jesus said these words. He even took scripture out of context and stirred up the religious. He told somebody they wanted to follow him. He says, let the dead bury. They said, my father died. He said, let the dead bury the dead. You follow me or not? He came against the law of the day, the Jewish law of the day. The Jewish law was that you had to bury your father.
Come on.
And he said, let the dead bury the dead. Follow me.
Come on. Come on.
So when a ministry doesn't offend you, they are not of God. If the ministry offends you, they are of God. Okay. Jesus, as I said, one assignment. He stayed at the center of his assignment, and his expertise. The thing is, what do you do best? If you build houses and now you want to go, you want to go do sell some products, it's not going to work. Build houses. Stay in the area of expertise. If I'm a prophet, I stay in the area of my expertise.
Come on.
So many people run across and want to go to America or the other nations and etc. And they change their expertise out of fear. They listen to a voice of fear. Even during the lockdown, stick with your expertise. There are personality tests. When I can come into my office, there are people that are a high D or people that are a high I or a S or a C. Employees, your S personality is your best employees. High D is your best people that run departments. High I's are your best salesmen or influencing people. So stay in your, and that's a personality test. We call a disc test, which we do, like a color test, disc test. And, you know, that is on our courses and on our things. So you stay within, your expertise. I'm just looking at my hair here. It doesn't look good, hey? My hair is breaking, so I need a hairdresser to come to my house. Okay. Because I don't have time. Listen here. Jesus was concerned about your finances. I'm on point 7 now or something, I think. He was concerned about your finances. All over he preached about finances. He preached on finances more than faith and prayer together. Jesus himself.
Absolutely.
He's concerned about your finances. That is why it's biblical for a church to be concerned about the finances of a people and to make sure that prosperity is preached to them and that they can live a life of prosperity. Last point, I don't want to get into too much. Jesus knew his difference. He said to the woman at the well, he said, look, you're taking water here, you're looking for water, but the water that I give you, you'll never thirst. He knew his product and his business so well that it distinguishes him from others. And he knew his value by, he didn't say, please buy my product. No. He said, if you taste of my water, you'll never serve. You'll never thirst. What is your difference? Do you know that if you come into someone's life, the value of your difference? Do you know that as a man, the value of a prophet that I know, if somebody partners with me, I know that they'll prosper. I know the gift that I carry when it comes to prosperity. It is nothing that I have done. I might have even been poor at a time. It didn't deny the gift because of the prophet being in me. It didn't deny the gift of prosperity. I just didn't caught a revelation of it at that time.
Yes.
Okay, so you must know, a lot of people who know their difference and they can discern the difference of others. You know when someone's grace is higher than you. You know when somebody's grace is not higher than yourself. So the guys are coming onto Zoom. I can see that there's a lot of people already on Zoom. And thank you guys. That is the attendance. That is the church attendance on Zoom. Obviously, and many others more. But that is where you sit one-on-one. And I got your screens right in front of me. I'm going to pray and minister for some now.
Prophet, someone is just really asking so nicely on YouTube that you don't worry about your hair because you look handsome. And just asking if you can get to the word.
Who was that?
That was Marula Makloloha.
Don't worry, I can worry about my hair for long. And I can preach the word whenever I want. I can sit here for 3 hours and preach the word.
Amen. Prophet, a very good question here. And this is from Laura that came across our broadcast today. She says here, I may be wrong, Prophet. Isn't it our one assignment to love God and our focus to be upon God? I'm learning a lot today.
I don't understand. Is she saying, isn't it supposed to be that? Did I say it is supposed to be something else?
No, she's saying, I may be wrong, Prophet. Isn't our one assignment to love God and
exactly.
Our focus to be
so,
upon God?
So, no, what I'm saying is, I never said don't love God. This has got nothing to do with your love for God.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, no, and it's not challenging. She's asking a question.
She's,
I know.
She's new on
She's asking podcast. A question. She's asking a question. No, it's got nothing to do with your love for God or your relation. Right now, what I'm preaching. I'm preaching about assignment. Because a lot of people love God, but they never step into the assignment.
Yes, it's two different aspects.
You see, there is the presence of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, and the principles of Jesus.
Sure.
A lot of people have His presence and have His peace. Oops, not finger, middle finger, sorry. A lot of people have His presence and they have His peace, but they don't have His principles. A lot of people, business people, have His principles, but they don't have His presence and His peace. So I'm speaking now about His principles to get into assignment. The presence must anyway always be there. But a lot of people do. They live in the principles of Jesus Christ. They make it in business, but they don't have His presence or His peace. Are they in love with Him? No. Because they only follow His principles. But then you have those that are in love with Him. They pray every day. They have peace and they have His presence, but they don't follow His principles. They don't follow principles of sowing and reaping, business principles, and they never get into prosperity. Okay? So have His principles, have His presence, and have His peace.
Come on.
Very important. Jesus was concerned about the finances. Jesus raised a team for 3 years. He raised the team for 3 years to then for that team to be entrusted with the gospel for the rest until the end of the age. It takes somebody that isn't in business unless they employ someone else. Employing somebody else is a very unselfish act because you commit to someone to not bring you in the value of the salary you pay them for at least a year to 2 years. You commit to someone to pay them a salary, even they're not going to return that value for a year or 2 years. And that's normal statistics. That's how it is. Jesus committed those 3 years to train people. So anytime I look at a business person, they are not selfish. Most of the time now, okay? Because they always have their employees first on their minds. So I want to get, that is the message. I want to get into just a few visions that I had. And then let me pray for one or two here on the...
I'm also getting a few people offering to come and do your hair and to give you free hair products as well.
I need to color. There's too many gray. Okay.
So they must know this is.
And it's not because I'm a narcissist or anything like that. It is because we want to present Him well.
Amen.
We want to present God well. That
absolutely.
Is
absolutely absolutely. Brother, there's some people that are doing ministry and haven't shaved for like weeks.
There'll be oil corruption. In South Africa, there'll be a scandal that'll come out in the news of oil and someone involved when it comes to oil. And remember, I told you that I had a vision with a letter Z, and I saw many little packages and parcels being transported. I saw this connected to an airline. Okay? And I saw two, three or so individuals involved in transporting or hiding packages, whether it's illegal contraband, whether it is corruption, whatever it might be, and that God will expose this.
Come on.
And I said the letter Z, and I saw I saw in front of me articles coming up. I saw in front of me news coming up. And I saw these parcels being found. I saw God exposing corruption and a scandal that the people of South Africa will realize that they vote into power those who do evil.
Sure.
So their reward will be those who do evil. And this will be unfolded before the end of the year. And you will see to stop voting for those who do not put their trust in God, but put their trust in corruption.
Amen.
That's given in to witchcraft, to spirits of the dead, to indulging self and only enriching. When you as a public servant only enrich yourself, you'll be judged very harshly by God.
That's right.
You might have prosperity on this earth a little bit, but there's another eternal. So I saw that vision. I saw the change of air travel, where I saw something going very fast. and I saw your normal type of air travel passing away. And it will be connected. I looked at the airport, JFK, Kennedy, and I looked at Boeing, and I saw something going fast, like 5-10 times faster than a normal airplane. And this is what is coming out of this time of recession, that they are busy developing these things. And air travel will change as we know it from 2025 onwards. I'm looking at a civil war that will come up at 2022, 23, 24. There'll be a civil unrest and a civil war that'll erupt. If South Africa doesn't pray, it'll begin in September. If the church doesn't pray, it'll begin in September. If the church does pray, it will be delayed. And I prophesied in New Year's Eve. I said, 2019 New Year's Eve, I said, South Africa will hit a recession in March. I said, there'll be lockdown. There'll be a persecution coming globally. I said, I see all the churches being attacked. I saw bodies, dead bodies. And I saw a opening up in July and a little bit of prospering coming in July. And then I prophesied and I carried on in the word on the New Year's Eve. I said that this will go into 2021 if the church doesn't pray. Communism will come in if the church doesn't pray. That if the church prays, this lockdown will be lifted to a small degree. If it doesn't, it will go on into 2021 like I prophesied. There'll be a scientific discovery in South Africa. They'll discover something in relation to get health better or with what has happened. But it is going to be to kind of like get the show and attention. And it will be used for outside of these borders. There will be a lot of philanthropy, but there will be about 5 philanthropy individuals that is involved in something brought to corruption and to put in bondage. Then there's the top 4, and we can call them and coin them the top 4. And I see that there'll be a heart attack to one. And I saw the eyes open, lying open after death, because of things that have been going on behind the scenes. So I spoke about the cigarettes. I spoke about the contraband. I spoke about packets that I'm seeing. And there'll be weapons that is involved, that has been benefiting many. But the blood of Jezebel will be licked up by the dogs. I spoke about the air travel. There'll be somebody that is standing up in France, a political figure that will sign with South Africa. And it is for the bad and not for the good. I saw a system wanting to be brought in from there as well. Even though this corruption is happening, God will deliver His people and His hand will be on His people because of the church prays. These things will be delayed. But only if the church prays and if the believers and Christians begin to take churches seriously and prophets seriously. That these are the visions. And I looked at the top 4 and I looked at somebody that was old like a statue. And I saw them dying with a heart attack in pain and their eyes still being opened. Okay? The power of witchcraft has been found wanting. And is the Zoom guys on? The power of witchcraft has been found wanting. If you want to get onto Zoom, you can get onto there right now. that I'll minister to there to some. The power of witchcraft and those who operate under it has been found wanting. And the time is over and the scales have been tipped. Because you will see what will happen in this nation. Good or bad, whether it is bad, the church will be protected. Whether it is good, the church will flourish. But the government has a choice to make about crossing a threshold. And if they don't cross the threshold, if they cross the threshold and don't pull back in safety, there will be an uprising in this nation like never seen before. It has been prophesied by many before. And this is not a doomsday prophecy. But they've upset the hearts of the people. And the people have voted in whom their hearts wanted. And they are receiving the judgment from what their hearts wanted. That is why with the next election, something will be happening. And I saw there will be a shift. A thing will be happening. I looked at somebody that thought they will have power for very long. They will not have power for long. Not because it is a good thing that is going to happen. It is because you didn't think it is how it is when you got into it. And you will have no choice. But in this, it is God that is working. And it is God that will delay. And it is God that will help. But I saw scales being tipped in this nation. And I saw many churches. I saw some closing, but I saw many beginning to take revival and their pulpits opening. I saw the people in South Africa becoming hungrier for God. I saw many, even in the townships, even in any area of society, beginning to get discouraged and saying, we will stand on the word of God. We'll be at a place where we say, do we obey God or do we obey man? You judge and you decide. And I saw these weapons being opened up with contraband. And I saw things happening. And this uprising will be no later than August. Unless there is the church that prays and the government makes right decisions, this uprising will begin to happen. Not because people are evil. Crime is not going to take place because they are evil. Crime is going to take place because they are discouraged. They are disheartened.
Yes,
they don't know what to do.
Come on.
And the church and those ministers and prophets, revival will come as they take advantage of this situation. And this doesn't mean for one second that God is not for this nation. He will protect the church and He will protect His people. His anointing will be on His people. And His anointing will be upon those who stay close to Him, close to the church this time. Because communism is here. It's an antichrist nation. But you'll be protected. And even those who have God's money on their side, when it comes to gold and silver, like I said in the past, you will prosper like never before. Do not trade by it. Do not give it out. And do not sell it. Because it will be your source of wealth in the future. And it is God's money from the beginning of creation. And it will be His money even till the end of this age. Doesn't matter what currencies or things they go to. They will come back and realize the value of that. But I saw an uprising that is coming unless government makes right decisions, unless the church prays and not settle to only distribute food, but to stand to open up the church doors, to lay hands on people and minister and give them counsel and healing. And healing in a time of distress, that the rights of human beings have been removed from this nation. But the church will make a decision to stand across the threshold, to be persecuted or not. And the church that submits to this will lose their inheritance forever. They'll never be able to get their inheritance back. their soul will be salt. They might attain heaven, but their soul will be salt. And those who stand up will have freedom in their hearts. And as a church, we have to stand up that we are not here to feed only people. We are not here to hand out food parcels only. That is not our assignment. Our assignment has been to preach the kingdom of God. And the church is the only place you will find healing. Many has been healed from being prayed for corona also. Many will find healing in the church, in the altar, in the physical buildings. And the presidents that open up the church will be blessed and their lives will be prolonged. And the ones who don't, their lives will be shortened because the prophecy to Hezekiah will come into play into this nation. But this is to give Christians a hope that I see that there will be an opening up in July. There will be a shutting down in September. But if the church prays, the September will be delayed and will not happen, and the church can open. Let the government be charged and pressurized with your prayers, having no option to do but to obey God. Because I see blindness coming to one of the four. Physical blindness coming to one of the four due to a stroke. And may it be recorded on this date what I've said.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.